Good morning. I call to order this remote meeting of the Conference Committee on House File 164 and ask Mr. Brown to take the roll.
Chair Stevenson.
Present.
Representative Long.
Present.
Representative Rasmussen.
Rasmussen, present.
Chair Rarick.
Present.
Senator Osmek.
Present.
Senator Frentz.
Present.
We do have a quorum. Members, what we will do today is first do a quick walkthrough of the agreement on House File 164, and then we will take up a series of amendments to effectuate that agreement. I'm going to kind of walk through the side-by-side and discuss what the agreement is. Senator Rarick is authorized by the chair to interrupt me if I misstate or fail to include any piece of that agreement. So looking at the side-by-side, section, the first difference, and I'm going to skip technical or very minor differences that were resolved. The first significant difference is Section 2 of the House file, Innovative Clean Technologies, is not included in the Senate file, and the House acceded to the Senate's position, and Innovative Clean Technologies will not be in the final agreement. On page 2 of the side-by-side, looking at line 2.32 on the House file, the annual energy savings goal for the state, the Senate is acceding to the House's position, and that will remain at 2.5% as in the House position. Looking on R3, at the bottom of R3, there's language that was in the Senate file related to the definition of fuel switching. The House acceded to the Senate's position on this language, but at the suggestion of nonpartisan staff, we did relocate this language. It's more of a requirement than a definition. So it is in and slightly reworked, again, for technical reasons, not substantively. It's in a different portion of the bill than the definitions, but that language does exist in the bill. Continuing on. There are some minor changes, but we are not going to worry about those. On R7, the House is acceding to the Senate's position as to a cap on fuel switching with a sunset, as stated actually here in the Senate file on line 7.22 of July 1, 2026. There is a difference in the what that phased-in number looks like. Instead of 0.5%, it is 0.55%. Continuing on. Yes, it's consumer-owned. On page R15, there is language that the House is taking on 1632 to 17.4. This language makes clear that exemptions that large customers have will continue under ECO, just as they did under SIP. On page R20, the House is taking the Senate language, phasing in fuel switching in conservation improvement programs for investor-owned utilities with a slight modification. The phase-in only extends to July 1, 2026 instead of 2028 as the Senate passed, but the cap number at 0.35 remains as the Senate passed it. Looking at page R, beginning on page R24, there's language about low income programs. We did modify that such that for investor owned electric utilities, the low income requirement will now be 0.6 instead of 0.4. For gas utilities, the requirement will be 1% instead of 0.8. Those changes have different effective dates. So for electric IOUs, it will be 0.4 upon passage of the bill, rising to 0.6 in 2024, I believe, which is their next triennial when they file their next conservation plan. For gas utilities, it will rise to 1.0 on January 1st of 2022, so at the start of the new year. And as members are scrolling to, you will see there are additional small technical changes that were resolved in the agreement, but are probably not worth going through line by line.
Yeah, Mr. Chair, I'll just so members know, it was many times the same way of saying, or different ways of saying the same thing, and we would just kind of go back and forth, taking the Senate position one time, House position, virtually saying the same thing, just a little bit of tweaks to in different ways of saying it.
So I believe that I have covered the differences between the bill and the negotiation agreement. And unless Senator Rarick, do you have anything to add to my remarks there?
Mr. Chair, I do not.
All right. Any questions from other members of the committee? Hearing none, we do have a couple of amendments. I think we'll have three motions to amendments. First, I think Senator Rarick, you have a motion.
Now I've lost it. Sorry, Mr. Chair. Do you want to do your oral amendment on doing the naming of ECO, and I'll find my note?
That sounds good. So I will move an oral amendment that we adopt the Senate language on R1 lines 1.8 to 1.11, authorizing nonpartisan staff to make technical corrections to the section numbers on line 1.9.
Mr. Chair, as I look at what I found my sheet, I probably need to do the DE amendment first before we do that, because
That makes sense. So why don't we do that? I will rescind my motion and recognize Senator Rarick for his motion.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. And I would move the DE amendment coded A21-0208.
Senator Rarick moves the DE amendment coded A21-0208. Any discussion to this motion? Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
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 And opposed? The motion prevails and the amendment is adopted. Senator Rarick, you have an additional amendment.
Yes, Mr. Chair. We have the A24 amendment, and this is it was mentioned in the discussion that we're changing the COUs. They can count up to 0.55% of the new methods towards their overall savings goal, and we need to adjust that 1% down to 0.95% to reflect that, so that the existing programs only need to meet 0.95, the new ones 0.55, so they remain at the overall 1.5 efficiency savings.
Senator Rarick moves the A24 amendment, and the chair supports that amendment as and agrees that's consistent with the negotiation. Any discussion to the A24? Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? All right. So back to my oral amendment. I will move from the side-by-side R1 that we adopt from the Senate language, lines 1.8 to 1.11, and ask nonpartisan staff to make any technical corrections to the section numbers on line 1.9 as necessary. Mr. Eliff, is that a proper oral amendment?
I believe so, Mr. Chair.
Any discussion to the oral amendment? Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? All right. The last motion then before us will be adoption of the conference committee report. Do any members wish to make any comments before we have that motion?
Mr. Chair.
Senator Frenz.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Thank you, Chair Rarick. I want to just note for the record the incredible amount of work that the two of you and the advocates and everybody, including staff, put in on this. Just as we're sitting here, everybody's phone is going off. There are a lot of people watching. And, you know, the word compromise gets thrown around the Senate a lot and the legislature as a whole a lot. And I think there's some real virtue to what you guys have done here. And so I just want to say thank you, and I hope the people of Minnesota realize what went into this. Thanks, Mr. Chair.
Thank you, Senator Frenz. And I certainly echo a lot of your comments. In particular, I just want to say that, Senator Rarick, you have been such a great partner on this bill all the way through. And I think that there's a lot that we can be proud of for our good faith negotiations and partnership working through a lot of difficult things on this bill. And I really appreciate it.
Yeah. Thank you, Mr. Chair. And same. I have really appreciated working with you. Our dialogue has been wonderful throughout the process. And I think another big thank you to all of our staff, especially Mr. Eliff and Ms. Doyle-Fontaine, all the amendments they had to draft to this along the way, all the tweaks and changes and revisions, they were always there for us when we came to them. So nice to see this finally coming together, and appreciate everybody who was involved and all the work they put in.
You know, you are so right, Senator Rarick, and I also want to thank Mr. Eliff, and we shouldn't go too far without also thanking the Department of Commerce for their help. A lot of people in that department who care a lot about that, and I want to note in particular Megan Verdeja for her excellent work on this bill. Very grateful for that. With that, I will move that we adopt the conference committee report and instruct staff to make any technical corrections, including renumbering the sections to accommodate our oral amendment that we adopted as the report is put together. Any discussion to that motion? Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? The motion prevails and the report is adopted. There's no further business before this conference committee. I do want to alert members. Normally we would have a conference committee report prepared by staff that we would then sign with pen and paper, but in the age of COVID, we have alternative arrangements. So members, please keep an eye on your email. You will, as I understand it, receive an email with instructions for how you can sort of digitally sign. I think it's just a reply email, and you should expect that today. So please keep a close eye on your email, because we will want to move that promptly. I'm just going to ask Mr. Malzahn to confirm that I described that process correctly.
That is correct. You'll get an email and you'll respond to digitally sign it, and then we'll send it to the desk.
Great. So please keep an eye on your email. And with that, the conference committee is adjourned.